can you use the computer for now?
And just keep going.
Yeah,
use the regular computer. This is going to take a little while anyway. And then you put your name.
Download it again.
It probably didn't fully complete. So, but I'd say use this guy for right now.
Okay. Are there any people here that were not here Tuesday? Okay, so my website is pgrosser.net. That's the main thing that you need to know. When you get to pgrosser.net, and also the other thing you need to know is my email, which is p.grosser@rcn.com. And there is a backup at pgrosser@gmx.com. And that is a G. Oh wait, that doesn't look like a G because it's not a line, right? But that is a G. GMX. So when you email me to p.grosser@rcn.com with a cc to pgrosser@gmx.com. And that's basically our security backup. Okay. Last time I mentioned that I was putting up, when you hit 120, I put up the audio. So if you go and click on audio, the lecture is up there and you can listen to the lecture, both the 11 o'clock class and the 12:30 class. So the 12:30 class is up there. You can listen to the lecture and you can go to Smart Board presentations and get the accompanying Smart Board. Okay, so those are the notes that I put up on the board. So those are both available out on the web. I will put up the one for today, probably not till tomorrow because I'm going to New York tonight. And so I probably won't get it done till tomorrow. Okay, what we started looking at was HTML. So I'm going to do a quick look at the things that we looked at as a review and also for anybody that's new. So you're clicking on that first example, yeah.
Yeah, on Tuesday, I was here because I had an internet class, so I was really lost with that, so.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, listen to the HTML, and Pat is available from 2 to 3, and so if you have any questions at all, Pat will be available from 2 to 3. Probably in K 118 because that looks free.
Right.
Okay, so you can go talk with him.
So was there anything
that I missed? Lots. But I'm reviewing some of it. But also, if you listen to my audio and look at my SmartBoard notes, it goes over what we did. But I am reviewing it because it's the second day. I don't review every time, but I am doing it here. Okay, so if I click on the first example, and again, I go in under HTML5 intro, that's the first example, and then I do a view page source, and that shows me the code that generated this page. So when I write the code, as I said last time, we put in this doc type statement at the top to tell us that we're using the current version of HTML. Then we go to using the tags. And we have the HTML tag, the head tag. Now, HTML is broken down into two things, the head and the body. The head is just talking about the page. The body is where the stuff that's going to go on the page is put. Okay? So the head, in this case, is only talking about the title. So there's the title, it's in production, and we can see it way up in the top corner. That's where the title goes. Every tag, or almost every tag, and we'll look at some exceptions, when the tag, when I'm done with title, I close title. And I put a slash in front of title when I close it. When I'm done with head, I close head. And the slash in front tells me that I've closed it. Okay? Body, I am putting the stuff in body that I want to show on the page. And I want to put up there a paragraph, so I put the P tag, I write what I want to write, and I close the P tag. When I run this, it will run, and I will see just that, because that's all I put in the page. Just that paragraph is what I told it on the page. So that's what I'm seeing when I run it. How do I run it? I open it in a browser. I close it, I name it with .html, and then I open it in a browser. And we've got examples of that on my smart board from last time. Okay? So that is looking at the first one. Then we went to the second one. And the second one is very similar. Except in the second one, I added two lists. And the lists here are here. OL stands for audit list. And under the OL, I have three list items. And then I close the audit list. And then I have an unloaded list with three list items, and I close the unaudited list. An audit list generates the numbers 1, 2, 3. The unaudited list generates the bullets, or dots in front of the word. The other thing I did is I expanded on the paragraph, and I put in some BRs. BRs are like hitting enter. So BR, BR means hit enter twice. And BR is one of those tags that does not have a close tag. Okay? And then I continued on, and finally I ended the paragraph. So the paragraph has a sentence. I broke twice, and then I put in something else, and that's the end of the paragraph. Okay? So basically, those are the two that we looked at last time. Questions? Gone. Okay. Now we started to look at link page, and I'm going to look at that some more. Okay. When I run this, another page brings up a page. New page does not bring up a page. It brings up an error, and I fixed this last time. It brought up something else because I'd been experimenting. But I fixed it last night, so it's now bringing up an error page. Okay, so if I look at this, the reason it brought up an error page was the page doesn't exist. So I told it to go load another page.html, and it said fine, and it loaded it. And then I told it to go load new page.html, and it wasn't there. Now, all I'm doing is putting in the page name, and that means that there's no address, so that means that the page is in the current directory. The directory I'm currently sitting in are actually the directory that this page is currently sitting in. Okay? What directory is it sitting in? What directory is this page sitting in? Okay, yeah. Okay. What we do to figure that, answer that question, is we go up here and look at this address. So I'm going to copy and paste that address into Notepad simply so I can make it bigger. Okay, so you can read it a little better. This is the page. It is sitting in that directory. But that directory is in that directory, and that one is in that one, and so forth, okay? So when I go to www.pgrosser.net, I will then go to a directory called CIS17. So under the root at pgrosser.net, there's a directory called CIS17, or a folder, whatever you want to call it. Under CIS17, there's another directory called HTML. Under HTML, there's another directory called HTML5. And in that directory, I find that page. So the pages that I'm clicking on, since I'm not giving them an address, they have to be in that directory along with this page so that it can find it. Because it only looks in the current directory. It doesn't go looking around. It's the same concept that you use on your computer. You store things in folders, directories, and you might have a subfolder, and mine go on forever. I have, you know, directory within directory within directory. So, you know, students in this class, I have a directory for the class, and then I have a directory for you, and that sort of thing. So I have a load of directories on my hard drive. The same thing happens out here. So at pgrosser.net, that's the first directory. Within CIS17 is HTML directory. Within HTML, there's an HTML5 directory. And in that directory is the page. Okay? If you're in CIS121, you're going to get lots of this, of how to find directories and everything. Okay? So, does that make sense? Okay, so the pages that, if I don't put an address, the pages have to be in that directory. Because that's the page where I've stored this page. And they have to be in the same directory. Okay, now on the next example, I've actually gone into a little more detail on this. So we're going to flip over to that and look at more links. Okay. So when I look at more links, if I click on the first one, it says link to the CIS 120 page. And that's where I went. If I click on this one, it says link to a file in a subfolder. And I'll explain what that means in a minute. And when I link on this, it says link to the first page about links, and it linked back to the one we just looked at. So I've got a lot of links happening here. To figure out where they're going, I do a view page source.
What's the name of that page?
The one right below the link one. I think it says more links. In my list of pages, it's right here, more links. HTML5, more links.
Okay, found it.
So, here is my code. Okay? So, to link to your page, we go to HTTP. HTTP tells me that it's a web address. So if I'm going to give the whole web address, I started out with HTTP. So http://, go to the wpgrosser.net, and in that root directory, you will find pfgcis120.html. So that page is in my root directory at my site. And if I click on that, I will bring up pfgcis120. Now the next one, what I did is I built a subdirectory. So under HTML5, which we said, okay. Not what I wanted. Okay, guys, can you keep it a little lower? Here, under the HTML5 directory, eventually it will let me decide to write. It's a wonderful tool when it decides to work. Okay, here's the HTML5 directory. And I made a subdirectory called sub-HTML5 underneath it. So that's a directory within HTML5. So I went to HTML5 and I made a new directory called sub-HTML5. And in that, I put file in sub-HTML5.html. So I put this page in that subdirectory. Now since this, I put this page, file in sub-HTML5, into the subdirectory sub-HTML5. Now, this page is sitting in HTML5. This subdirectory is in HTML5. So it can see down and it can say, oh, okay, you want me to go into a subdirectory right beneath me? I can find that subdirectory. I'll go there and, oh, there's the page. And so it loads the page. So if you have a directory beneath a directory, you can just say, go to that directory that's underneath me and now grab the page. Yeah.
How do you know which HTML file it's in? Because you had HTML and /HTML5.
Because the last one is where it's physically located. But HTML5, that directory is within HTML. And HTML is within CIS-17. That's right. I mean, think about again how you set up, or at least probably set up, a lot of folders on your computer, and you have folders within folders within folders. That's what I'm doing. Directories within directories. And then the last one is simply linked to this page. Link to HTML bind link page. Just link to a page that's in the directory. Okay. So on one of these, I'm giving a full web address. On the next one, I'm saying drop down to a subdirectory and you'll find it. On the next one, I'm saying it's right here in the same directory. So just look in the same directory. And it then will find it. Okay, and if it doesn't, you'll get an error page. And then you'll go back and figure out why it didn't find it. Okay, so if I go to this link to file in a subfolder, that has two links. And one of the links says, link back to my home page. Now, notice there's no page here. It just says go to P. Grosser. I have no idea why it decided to do that, but go away. It thinks it's in charge. Okay, so here I say go to www.pgrosser.net, but I didn't tell it a page. How does that work? Well, if I have a page called index.html, which I do, my home page, that page that comes up when you first go to my site, is stored under the name index.html. That's the name I gave it. And I gave it that name because when you go to a site and you don't specify a page, it will look for a page called index.html and it will load that page. So when you go to a site, if you go to a site, you frequently do not specify a page. You just go to a site. Go to .com or .net. What's happening is when it gets there, it will load the page named index.html. And so my homepage is named index.html.
Now, where would you see that?
Where would I see it?
Oh, I see.
In my directory. Come on, you can close the ink layer. Okay. It's not showing that, but if I do a view source, notice that it, I thought it set it up there someplace. Huh. I thought it actually would tell it up there. Well, I don't see it. I thought it was going to tell it when I did view source. At some point in my life, view source used to show me what page I was at. But that page right there is called index.html. And basically, you know that because it worked. Okay? So if I didn't have index.html, if I didn't have index.html or another, there's a couple of other defaults. I think main.html is a default as well. If it can't find index.html, it would give you an error. Okay, but as long as I have a page there called index.html, then everything works.
But I'm wondering, like, if for example, I were to remake that page, don't you have to write that in there somewhere so that it finds it?
No, because the browser automatically looks for a page called index.html. If you don't specify a page, the browser automatically looks for the page that's named index.html, and that's the page it loads. Okay? So, wait a minute, that's not where I wanted to be. I wanted to be in the subfolder. So I will go to the subfolder, and then I will do a view page source. Okay, so there I said go to HTTP, which is the full web address, www.pgrosser.net. And you know that if you type in on the URL of www.pgrosser.net, my homepage comes up. Okay? If I go in and take out that page, then nothing will come up. Or no error will come up. Now on the next one, what it does is it says, okay, I've got HTML5. This is really doing very nicely. Technology is a wonderful thing when it chooses to work. Okay. So I had HTML5. Now it's not letting me write.
It's like the worst thing ever.
Earlier versions of this were much, much nicer. The more they jazz it up, the hotter it is. Okay, so I've got HTML5. Then I have a subfolder, and I think I called it sub HTML5. HTML, whatever. Yes. Now, this page right here is sitting in there. You can see that it's sitting in HTML5 and it's sitting in sub-HTML5. That's where it's sitting. Now what I want to do is back up a folder and show that page. That page is in HTML5. I'm here. I want to back up to there. ./ backs me up a folder. So ./ backs me up a folder, and then I can get that page. Now, do I usually write that? No, I usually write HTTP and give the address. But that's the way that you can have it back up, is putting a ./ and it backs up to get the back page. Now, to be honest, I'm telling you this because it's good for you to know. But for this particular assignment, you don't have to link because you only have to make one page. However, if you make two pages or three pages or whatever and you link them together, I'll give you extra credit. So if you do the linking, I'll give you extra credit. So You don't have to do it now, but we will come back to HTML toward the end of the semester to do a portfolio project, and then you will have to link between pages. So it's something you got to know eventually anyway, so you might as well learn it now. Questions? There was a lot there. There should be questions. Going, gone. Okay. Eventually you'll get to the point you'll ask me questions, I hope. Okay. All right, now we're going to get into something called CSS. And when I hear CSS, it reminds me. This course substitutes for CSS 101. So if you're taking this course, you do not have to take CSS 101. This course includes stuff in it. But that's not the CSS I'm talking about. The CSS I'm talking about is called cascading style sheets. Now, what happened was, well, you don't need to see the close HTML tag. What happened was HTML was originally developed by scientists for scientists, and all they wanted to do was see the data. They really didn't care how it looked. But now the web, everybody cares how it looks. So, as things evolved, the style and the content were getting mixed up. And it was hard to work with. So, basically, the powers that be decided that they would divide up content and style. And they would write the content like we do in the body, using the tags to tell it if I want a list or something. But the style I would make separate. And I would have the style in a different place. And there's a variety of ways you can do the style. We're going to do this way because it's one of the more common ways. So now I'm back up in my head. And right below title, I'm writing the word style. Okay, so that's telling the browser this is where to look when you are styling the page. Content is in, down in the body, here's the style. So what I write is style, and then I write type equals text CSS, meaning this style is being given in CSS. Now, in fact, CSS doesn't have any competitors. So if you forget the type equals text CSS, it's going to assume CSS anyway. But it's good documentation to put that in there.
So what's the difference between CSS and HTML?
CSS is style for HTML. It's look for HTML. So what I put here is style, and down here I close the style. Right before I close the head. Right before I start the body. Now, in the style, I say, okay, what one of my tags do I want to style? And I decided I wanted to style the body, I wanted to style paragraphs, and I wanted to style my L1. But I didn't want to style anything else. Okay? So, what I do is I write up here, body, meaning I want this style that I'm going to tell you about in a minute, to apply to the body. Now, the style that I want to apply to the body, I am code inside curly braces. Now, my last class asked, why do I have curly braces on separate lines? And I have curly braces on separate lines, so I'll remember to put them in. Okay? A lot of people don't put them on separate lines. They combine the curly brace and they might write, start curly brace, color red, close curly brace, all on one line. But I know myself, and I'm going to forget that curly brace at the end. I know I am. So if I put it on a separate line, it makes me remember it. And so that's why I do it. You could write that all on one line, and it would be just fine. But I know myself, and so I try to set things up to accommodate what I know I'm going to do wrong, which is forget the curly braces. Okay, so this forces me to do the curly braces. So what I've said there is color red. Okay, guys, my turn. Color red, which means the font color. That means the font is going to be red. Okay, guys. When I hear muttering, I think somebody's asking a question. Okay, so I have got my font. Color means font. What do I want the font to be? And I want it to be color, red. It also would apply to lines I draw or things like that. It's not just text, it's also lines I draw and things like that.
Would you have to specify the lines?
Yes, and we'll see. I'll do a little bit of that a little bit later. If you want a background color, you don't call it color, you call it background color. And so if I want the background to be beige, I could have put in here, background color, colon, beige, semicolon.
On a separate line from color?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I would put it on a separate line, but it doesn't matter.
Background color.
Background hyphen color, colon. And then I would put, let's say I wanted it to be beige, so I'd write beige, and then I'd put a semicolon. And that would give me a background color of beige. Okay, so notice the syntax. Color is a word that means something to CSS. Okay, CSS understands the word color. I want it to be color red, so I write red. Now, originally they started out having the colors, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, etc. And if you wanted an exotic color, you had to use a code. Somebody had a lot of time on their hands. So they went and they named all of the different colors. So if you go up and look up CSS color, you're going to see midnight blue and twilight pink and whatever. All of them now have names. Okay. Life is too short, in my opinion, so I use red, orange, yellow because I can remember those. If I really found a color that I loved, I probably could remember that as well, or else I use codes. But anyway, so now I've got color, colon, red. And again, I could put a code there if I wanted to. Or the name of a more exotic shade of red. Okay, and that will give me my body color. Now notice that those fonts up there, the writing up there is red, because I said I wanted the font to be red. Now this is green, and I'll show you why I messed up and made that green. But if I hadn't done something down below with the LI color green, these would be red too. Because everything in the body would be red. Okay, so then I was done with the body, and I said, now I want to talk about the paragraph. And notice these things are inside paragraph. Okay, that's inside a paragraph. And what I said was, I want paragraph to be text-aligned center. That means I want it to be aligned into the center. I could have put in there right, I could have put left, and it would align to the right or align to the left, but I put center so it aligns to the center. And then font size 2EM means twice the default font size. So it just makes it a little bit bigger than it would have been ordinarily. So I've said for every paragraph, every time you see a paragraph tag down here, browser, align that stuff to the center and make it bigger. That's basically what I told it. Then I dropped down and I hit the LI. And I said, you know, I want my list items to be green. So even though I specified body red, that's the big picture. If I come down here and say, but, that's almost like a but. But I want list items to be green, so it made my list items green. Okay? So basically, what I've done here is I have put in the style to make this page hopefully look nicer. Okay, so I now have my style. Yeah.
But the green one isn't center.
I didn't tell it to center.
So because it was a different color, it didn't?
No, because I didn't say the LI should be centered. The only thing I said that should be centered were paragraphs.
Okay.
And so paragraphs are centered, but I didn't say anything about LI being centered.
Okay.
Okay. Questions? Okay, then I am going to go and look at the next one. Actually, I'm going to look very briefly at the next one because I don't particularly... I like the one that follows it better. Okay, in this one I put an image inside the paragraph. So it kind of ended up over there to the side. And I'm not real fond of that. So actually, I'm going to skip and look at image on the next one because it's a better one. Centered image. I like that better. I like my image being centered better. So I'm looking at centered image. I think that image looks better than the other one did. So here's what I did. I said, okay, here is my code. And first of all, I put in an image down here. Image, and then I said source equals CISA GIF. Okay, given what we just talked about on links, where do you think CISA GIF has to be?
Same directory.
In the same directory. It's got to be in the same directory because I didn't give an address. If I gave an address, it could be anywhere. But I didn't give an address. I just gave the name of the image. Lots of times people will set up an images folder. And they'll put all their images in the images folder. So then they have to put an address to tell it where the images folder is so that it can get the image. But I just put it in the same directory. Okay? So I've got image source equals CISA GIF. Image is one of those other things that does not have a close. So I don't have a close image. VR and image are the two things that we've looked at that don't have a close. Everything else does that we've looked at. Now notice down here this P, this red. And I should have taken it out, but it also makes a point. I had a P in there originally, and I did a lot of copying and pasting when I was doing this. And I had a P in there originally, but I took the P out and I forgot to take out the closed P. So basically it turned it red to yell at me and tell me there was no opening P. But it didn't hurt anything because, okay, I closed a P that doesn't exist. That's not going to do anything to anything. So it still works just fine. But it made that red to tell me that there is no opening P, therefore, why do you have a closing P? Now, instead of the P, what I did was I made headers, H1, H2, headers. So those are different kinds of headers. There is H1 through H6. H1 is big, H2 is smaller, H3 is smaller. H6 is tiny. So those are headers. And headers, I'm losing my voice anyway, this is not good. And headers have a blank line after them. So when you do a header, it automatically puts a blank line in after it. Okay, so what I've done now is I've got two headers, then I've got an image, then I've got the list. And then I have a paragraph down at the bottom. Okay, so now I'm looking at my style. My body, I said I want everything to be red. But when I came to the H1, I said, nah, make that blue. So the H1 up there, this is an introductory, is a blue. Okay? Notice on the H2, I didn't give a color. So the H2 is the red that I specified for body. So in other words, if I give a color, it overrides. If I don't give a color, it takes the default. And I've set up red as the default. For H1, I made it blue. For H2, I didn't say anything about the color, so it went with the default.
So how come you don't have to write an H number for the list items, but you have to write an H number for the headers?
Because the headers are H1 and H2, and lists are LI.
So you can have up to 6 headers.
I can have more than 6 headers. I can have 6 types. H1 says big. I can have 10 H1 headers if I want to, and they'll all be big. Then H2 is a little bit smaller. H3 is a little bit smaller. Font-wise, it's a little bit smaller. Okay? So I now have said the H1 should be text-aligned centered. The H2 should be aligned to the center. Make the LIs green. And this is how I have to center an image. And that's it. Copy and paste, guys. That's how I have to center an image. Somebody came up with this wonderful idea that when you center an image, you say display it as a block and make the margin left and the margin right auto, and now the browser knows it should center it. Why? That tells the browser it should be centered, but it does. And so this is copy and paste if you want to center an image. Take these 3 lines and use them. Okay, so my image is centered. Now my paragraph down below, notice I have nothing about a P in here, so it has the default color of red. Because anything that I didn't tell it otherwise is red. So that paragraph is red. Questions?
If you had more than one list,
you LI1, LI2? No. LI stands for list items, and you can have as many lists as you want, because like I have 2 lists. I have an ordered list and an unordered list, but this could be another ordered list if I wanted to. I can make a gazillion lists. Just, I start the OL again if I wanted to be an ordered list, or I start a UL if I wanted to be an unordered list. List items are simply the things within the list. And I happen to pick 3, who knows why. I could have 20 things in my list if I had 20 LIs.
Well, what I meant by that is, what if you wanted the first list to be a different color than the second list? Could you do that?
Yep. And how you can do it, take my advanced course. I'm not going that far in this course because we're only spending a week on HTML. But you can go look it up if you want to. It's the CSS, assigning a class to it, then defining the red. Not going there. Yeah.
So this code here is to keep the image centered.
Yes.
If you wanted it like more to the left and more to the right.
Well, it will default to the left. I'm actually not sure how to put it over to the right.
Yeah, is it like maybe numbers instead of auto on the margin left and right?
You could definitely do that, but I'm wondering if there's a shortcut. You can definitely put numbers in there and push it over by saying I want the margin left to be 700 pixels and the margin right to be 100 pixels, and then it will push it over.
Do you have
that? No, that's full.
Oh, okay. I was trying to help out.
No. I'm just got the tails end of a cold, and so the voice goes after a while.
Yeah, you said you lose your voice, so. Okay.
That's okay. I don't have to talk much after this. Okay. Any other questions? if you're interested in this, you know, go online. W3 Schools has a whole lot of information. Take more courses in it. Right now, web development is one of the hottest areas out there because everybody wants to have an interactive website. And so it's a good thing to get into. The people that graduate in web usually get a job right away. Okay, now I want to go on to the next thing. And this is a table, just to show you another thing. Okay. So on this one, I have set up a table. Now, what a table is I write the word table. That tells the browser I want to set up a table. TR stands for row, table row. So I'm now telling it about a row across the table. Then within the row, I decided to have two cells. TD stands for, as he told me, table data. I think it should be TC for table cell, but somebody made it TD.
What does TR stand for?
Table row. So TR is a row, TD is a cells within the row. So since I have two TDs, there's two cells. If I have three TDs, there'd be three cells. What you should do is if you have two cells on the top row, you need to have two cells on the bottom row, or it looks really strange. If you go with one or three, it looks really strange. So what I've got is TRTD. This is the first cell of the table, and you can see it over there. And then image source goes into the second one. In this one, I just noticed I have a slash here. You don't need that slash. Prior to HTML5, there was a kind of HTML called XHTML. And XHTML said everything has to close. And if it doesn't have a closing tag, you've got to pretend there's one by throwing in a slash. Okay? I originally wrote this in XHTML, and until this moment, I didn't notice that I'd left the slash. It does no harm whatsoever. It's not a problem, but it's not required. In XHTML, you had to have it. In HTML5, you don't. Okay? So, notice that the cells expand to fit what I'm putting in it. I said put an image in here, it got big. Okay? Then I close the row and I start another row and I put words in the other row. Well, these words put more rows than these words. So, this area expanded over to accommodate everything. So it basically expands to accommodate as best it can. If it can't accommodate, then it would wrap. In other words, if it went bigger than the page, then it does wrapping. But it tries to accommodate and make the right size to hold what you said. So that set up a table. Now I want to make my table look pretty. So I came up here and I said my table itself is going to have a border that's solid and thick. So see that around the border? It's solid and thick. And then I said, and my TDs, which are my cells, are going to have a border that's solid and thin. So there's my border that's solid and thin. So I set up my table, and then I put in some style to make it stand out. Okay. And again, I mentioned W3 Schools. If I go to W3 Schools, and I type in here in the search W3 Schools, and I type border CSS, it comes up with information about a CSS border. So I can have my border can have dotted styles or double styles or groove styles. I can have all kinds of styles in my border. And I have two choices. I can say border style, and then I can say border width, and then I can say border color, and I can specify them all separately. Or I have this sneaky way down here, which is I can put them all in at once and say my border is 5 pixels solid and red. Now, the neat thing about W3 Schools is I can now click on this, try it yourself, and it brings up a place where I can try it. So I can say, no, I want this to be 10 pixels. I want it to be dotted. And I want it to be blue. And then I say submit, and look what it does. It changes it to 10 pixels, dotted, and blue. So you can really go into W3 Schools and kind of experiment with stuff and see what the results would be. Okay, I don't really like that 10 pixels dotted in blue, but hey, that's another alternative. Yeah. Okay. So W3 Schools has a lot of these try this things, which are kind of neat to be able to see what something would look like. Okay, questions?
Well, you want us to put a picture of ourselves on our website that we're making, web page that we're making.
Wherever you want to put it.
Right, but where, like you had yours within the directory of your web page.
I'll do that now in a minute. I just was going to go there next to the assignment. So that's... Okay, here's your assignment. Okay, there's your assignment. Now, I remember I said that CSS is being covered in this class. CSS not as in cascading style sheets, but as college seminars for success strategies or something like that. So the two things that we're looking right at right now here are time management and learning styles. So I put up a bunch of articles on time management and learning styles. You don't have to read them all, but I want you to read at least one from each one, and maybe two.
There was one that had an error page.
Okay. There usually is. If I don't check my links, and I don't think I did check the links this time. I checked them this summer. But you don't have to read them all. You can just pick a few, or you can find a page about those two topics yourself. I don't care. But when you come over here and do the page, your page should include information you found about your learning style and how you can use that successfully, and information about how you plan to manage your time. So in other words, you got to take some of the stuff you got from reading these articles and include it in your page. Okay, now, here's the assignment. Read the articles I've suggested, or as I said, you can read some others. Write a web page introducing yourself. It must be done with HTML that you write. Include your name. Include your major. And if you're in the CIS major, what option are you in? Include a little about your background, what kind of jobs, is this your first semester, etc. Include goals or plans after BCC. Include what led you to come to BCC and choose your major. Include a picture of yourself so I start to remember who you are. Okay, so you got to include a picture of yourself. Now, you can do this in a couple of ways. If you have a picture on your computer, a .gif, a .jpeg, whatever it is, you can send me the HTML file as an attachment and the image as an attachment. I will store them in your directory on my hard drive. So they will both be stored in the same directory, which means that all you have to do is give the image name, no address, because I will store it in the same directory as your page. So you're sending me the HTML, you're sending me the image, I store them in the same place, then I load it into the browser and see if your page comes up and your image comes up. Now your alternative is if you have an image out on the web, your alternative is to put the address for the image out on your web in there. So figure out the address to get the image from your web, and that works too. So you can do either one. Figure out the address and include that to get your image if it's already online, or send me the image and I will save it and bring it up. Your choice.
Now with the survey, do you want us to copy it and save it?
No, just tell me. I trust you.
Well, that's what says it automatically go to you when you finish it?
No.
Because I did it and I'm just wondering.
No, that's fine. Just send me an email saying you took the survey.
Oh.
We're going to come back to that and I'm going to have you analyze yourself. Okay? So it helps to remember what you wrote, I guess. But I'm just basically trusting you to do it. And if you don't do it, when I come back and ask you to analyze it, you'll have to do it then anyway. So one way or the other, you got to do it. Yeah.
I think on the other page, your homepage, it says if you use like code that you haven't taught us, we add your credit. So
that's right.
So.
And if you use it, make multiple pages with links, you'll get extra credit. So
how much extra credit can you get?
I hadn't thought about that.
Because if I do like all three of the things, that you want extra credit.
Extra, extra, extra.
Yeah.
Extra credit doesn't count as much as doing the project, but it counts for something. Okay, questions? If you mess something up later in the semester, it balances it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I might click on the www.wwwcomposer.com.
It doesn't trust you, apparently. Okay? We'll come look at it in a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, we have about 15 minutes left. What I want you to do is go in and play with HTML, play with some of the stuff we've covered today. So just go in and play with the HTML that we've gone over today and do some coding.
Say that again. Anyone need any help too? I'll help you right up. Right after this class, I'm gonna move over to the K1TV.
I'm sorry, no,
and I'm there till 3. So if you need any help with your HTML or your CSS or whatever, go around.
As I said, I'm not reluctant to be going to look that up and figure it out. And I will try if you send me an email and ask me about it.
I was going to say, put your head up on the top, body, the bottom. It makes it look a lot less messy.
That's why I think I'm just a picture.
It's heaven. That's the original. Put a head in the area right here.
I think
style.
Maybe you have to double click on it
style,
to get it come up or something on that one.
In there as well. In that head area. So, see the style here? That should be in the head area.
Yeah.
But I would base like the same style that she had.
If I do head,
but
yeah.
Well, see, the thing is, when you put it in body, it's a little bit like it's just kind of messy to programmers, unless it's
what I do
really
wrong.
Needed. They usually like you want to put it right where the head is. It's just kind of.
I can do that. Let me see. Well, you, yeah. That's like everything there.
Well, one, can you go to her page with, when she starts doing that, like, on the there, it helps her be a reference a little bit.
Just like, before I
there's one of them. Yeah,
just
where we're at. Yeah, alright. View source? Alright, so you can see, put this up at the top, that type equals text slash CSS, that needs to be there for style. It's just, it's saying that you're putting style for CSS and you're using text. So if I were you, the first thing you want to do is style CSS, just copy that line. And head, put it all the way to the left. It's like indentations. It's just, I don't know. You know what I mean? It's all about, it's just making it look good. And organized. So do you have something like, there's actually a thing called like a digital marketing where people kind of made programs and it was just everywhere. It was the main thing. Yeah, and they had a fix it. Like, in the beginning it was just everywhere. They were like, what the hell is this? So they need a particular way of writing code. And indentations like amazing and whatnot.
So this stuff that you can
remember, like you can keep it.
Put that in body.
I mean, so you need an end to that style. Yeah, that's so weird. So you need a on tag and end tag, and in between you have to have. So go back to the see here, you have style, and at the bottom your style. In between you have what you want to do for each thing. So body, red, that you're making font red.
Somebody said
all paragraph, you're making it centered, and you make it double the size that it usually is. List, you're making it all color, font color green. It takes precedence over that body red, even if that list is in that body. So that's how you style. And then down here, you write what you want it. Get it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I did this scenario to write this stuff already.
It's good that you have that in there because you're experimenting.
Yeah, that's really fast.
So for this thing, have a head, make sure this is the beginning, and make sure at the bottom that you have a tag with slash head at the end.
And when you're styling, you don't have to.
Well, go back to the other one. I'll show you. Body. And this is like the, what's inside. Of course, not parameters, it's the... These are called statements, I know that much. Those things, I forget what they're called. But yeah, inside the brackets is what you're going to have. You don't need those tags for body and whatnot. It's
okay, why is
where the actual body paragraph comes from. Try to keep that style, though. Try to keep it up. Make sure you end it. Make sure you have that slash head. Because otherwise, it might work, but it's going to be messy. And you'll be sent back to you. Be like, hey, fix it. So make sure you have that. And same thing with style. You're going to have the end style and whatnot. So just take your time. And
And how does she know where the
Browser Extension Explorer?
Yeah, you can do that.
It's up to you. It's just indentation. Some, I'll let you just do that for now, so don't even worry about it. But I think in the future, there's some, well, there's some people who think the tab is like the worst thing in the entire world. They're like, don't tab to index. It's goofy. But then there's some people who are like, whatever, just do it.
If I wanted to set it,
so just tab that.
Let's put back. That wouldn't kill me.
I put in body.
Body. And it's typing background color.
Yeah, just put in body.
Okay, my thing is, there's a, no idea why.
Yeah, see that, you put right into the page one, and then you put that out there. Don't do that.
Yeah, just mess around with it.
Put that up here. That, that background color should be, I mean, all the styles should be above, though. This is the, you know what I mean? Don't put it along with the H1. And like the center, same deal. You'll have to change that out. Put, like, there's a way to do it where it's like that margin, text margin left or whatever it is, text margin right.
Sorry, to my so website.
If you set the center like this,
it doesn't matter. Then you put that.
I
can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, you know what? If it works, it works.
It works.
I don't see any red either, so. She might want you to do the CSS style instead of having it like that. That's an older style, that center thing. Then again, maybe I'm wrong. You can try it out.
So if I said test color,
Yeah, and background color is background dash color.
Well,